Hello again. This is Matt Cain at MattCain.com on September 29th, 2005. Today I have two topics, George Bush and Karl Rove's post-Katrina angst and Tom DeLay's indictment. During the past week, I've read a slew of posts and columns about our newly disswaggerfied, shouldn't that be a word, president. Here's how I sum up Bush and Rose post-Katrina angst. It's another Bush crisis, and day after day, Sub Stooges are spinning while Bush says, let's pray. He is not on vacation. He's handling affairs. We know that from photos that show W cares. Bush's numbers are tumbling. It's clear that he's failed, but Carl is determined to dub on derail. So we'll keep hearing speeches that try to shirk blame and win back the voters who fell for Dub's game. But for once it ain't working. The scam's falling flat. Most voters have noticed that Dub's a spoiled brat. And now on to Tom DeLay, whom I'd like to congratulate on his indictment. Here's a haiku I wrote the minute I heard a rumor of his indictment. DeLay's indictment, long awaited by liberals. The DeLay's over. I feel like I should bring back my ode to Dom DeLay, a song parody, which I wrote last March. It can be sung to the song To All the Girls I've Loved Before. However, I'll be reciting it instead of singing it, so nobody sues me for copyright infringement. A rep whose name is Tom DeLay. He breaks the rules most every day. He don't respect the law, thinks ethics are a bore. 'Tis time to show him crime don't pay. Tom practices dishonesty, ignores the law with joy and glee. Misused the FBI, golf junkets on the sly, how about we stop his criminal spree? The winds of change are finally blowing. We're on the hunt for Tom DeLay. The winds of change continue blowing, and we'll soon send DeLay away. Tom helps the rich and harms the poor. He should not be a rep no more. To those who'd right his wrong, I dedicate this song. It's time we show DeLay the door. The man has caused a Texas mess, with scheming done at his behest. Eradicate his foes, and everywhere he goes, treats Democrats like evil pests. The winds of change are finally blowing. We're on the hunt for Tom DeLay. The winds of change continue blowing, and we'll soon send DeLay away. The right to die with dignity, he flouted with iniquity, as self-appointed God on state law ran roughshod, let's jail him for eternity. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can read the text version with some relevant links in the September 29th and September 28th entries of my Notables web blog. Just go to MattCain.com, click on my Notables web blog, and scroll down to September 29th. So long for now, and thanks for listening.